This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn and Roshan. Now, in about half an hour, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Tharani Loganathan, a public health specialist from University Malaya, on the sprouting construction COVID clusters. But in the meantime, we're turning our attention to the subject of children, because today is Universal Children's Day, and we're in conjunction with that, we're looking at the effects that the COVID-19 pandemic has had on them. Now, UNICEF has warned in a new report of the significant and growing consequences for children as the COVID-19 pandemic lurches towards a second year. They released a report yesterday titled Averting a Lost COVID Generation Report, the first UNICEF report to comprehensively outline the dire consequences for kids as the pandemic drags on.
It shows that while symptoms among infected children remain mild, infections are rising, and the long-term impact on the education, nutrition and well-being of an entire generation of kids and young people could be life-altering. UNICEF is also in its Change for Climate report in conjunction with World Children's Day, with a focus on climate change against the backdrop of the pandemic. A pandemic in relation with its youth has some insights there. Now, that aside, we're taking a look at the biggest impact of the pandemic of this generation on children. On Twitter, we're asking you this, and it's quite a split vote right now. 40% say mental well-being, 30% say education, 24% say future employability, and only 6% say physical health.
So for more on this, we have this morning with us Dr. Rashid Mustafa Sawa, representative for UNICEF in Malaysia. Dr. Rashid, thank you for joining us. So what has been the biggest impact that you've seen that COVID-19 has had to children, especially here in Malaysia?
Thank you. You know that the impact of COVID-19 is multidimensional. It's in global as well as in Malaysia. And it touched every sector of life, and especially children who are most vulnerable and sensitive for any changes. Key areas that I would mention are maybe education has the biggest impact, mental health becoming very, very alarming, violence against children were much more visible, and of course the nutritional status of the children.
Do we have any indication on the state of mental health of children in Malaysia as a result of COVID-19?
In National Health and Morbidity Survey that Ministry of Health does every year, in 2019, clearly mentioned that mental health issue became a hidden epidemic. And for the COVID-19, impact on mental health is tremendous, because especially when children were not able to go out, they were spending time at home. They were not talking to people face-to-face, talking to their friends. They were stressed, they were depressed. And also we have seen that the relationship between parents and children became more stressed, and that also contributed in mental health. Although we do not have a very, very clear baseline data, which UNICEF has agreed with Ministry of Health to start a wide study on mental health for children and adolescents, but all indications say that it has a great impact.
So, Dr. Rashid, you also mentioned concern over nutritional status of the children, so a lack of nutrition. Could you tell us more about that?
Thank you. Very important question. Before COVID even, we did have an alarming nutritional issue, 17% stunting nationwide was shocking, 2018-2019. But now you may have heard our series of studies called Family Under Age, shows that a B40 segment of children had they have been eating noodles and eggs, which is low-cost food, and also families have been facing difficulties to buy quality food, protein, and all other elements. So that's aggravated the nutritional status even much. Alarmed. So it has a big impact.
Now, no doubt schools and studies have been delayed due to the various movement control restrictions and measures, but how will this impact students this year? Could we see a lost generation of students due to the delay in their studies and the such?
The education sector may be hit harder and impact is much more long-term because while children is not going to school, the impact is mental health, impact is quality of learning because of accessibility issue, quality of learning because of more face-to-face, more rigorous education with the teachers. So education system did not cope enough with online study. Our survey says that in May, two out of five children did not have proper access to online schooling. And the same survey in October said that about 17% children lost interest to go to school. And 7% children of upper or higher school already dropped going to school. When before this current CMCO, for a little while, the school were open. We are talking about quality of knowledge that children are gaining, or we are talking about absence of knowledge that children are having. So it has a long-term impact on personal development, employability of the generation, and of course, the country's economy.
So while home-based learning is seen as something of a solution for the delay in school, there's also a wide digital gap for the urban and rural poor of Malaysia. What can the government do to address these gaps?
Government engagement, government support that B40 and other M40 segment of the population received during this May, June, July until now has some significant positive impact. However, on the education, we really need devices that students, children use for online education, as well as proper internet connection. So these two key issues need to be addressed immediately, and social protection support are limited to address these key issues. Also, the proper time of teacher time, because when you are in a school classroom, the children has sometimes one-to-one interaction or children can ask questions. But in online education, that option is limited. So getting knowledge and student-teacher interaction are also limited.
This year's Universal Children's Day's focus is on climate change. What can you tell us about young people's experiences with climate change, especially since we're seeing figures like Greta Thunberg leading the charge?
That's a very important question, because climate is a very emerging issue globally, and for us, it's a priority programming as well. We have conducted a survey among young people and adolescents about their experience with climate change. We know that 90% of those young people and adolescents think that it is a crisis. And very luckily, with a goodwill and good heart, they're already taking individual action. So what happens is that we have to encourage those young people and their initiative and then make them more formalized so that they can continue, not individually, but more systematically. And also, not only children should do it. It has to be taken much more priority in the government, private sectors, and it takes big structural and policy changes. So the World Children's Day has to be for children, by the children.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Dr. Rashid. That was Dr. Rashid Mustafa Sawar, representative for UNICEF in Malaysia, outlining just how much work we need to do to ensure that no children get left behind amidst this COVID pandemic. But right now, we're about to head into the news bulletin, and up next, looking at the subject of China politics. So stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.